Thank you. Saturday. I sat on the lock herself, but just had a mild case of COVID on top of the AFib and everything, so I think I still had her down a little bit. But she did sound better, so I thank the Lord for that. So just pray that God will get all that worked out. And actually, Dad said he's been changing some stuff about his diet, and he's been feeling pretty good. He still gets out of breath sometimes. He don't really know what that's about either. But it's one of them things. I mean, you know, he ain't getting younger, I guess. But he said, I ain't took no kind of medicine, any kind, in a month, and I'm doing pretty good. So appreciate the Lord helping him in that. Just remember him in the church, you know, and the other pastors that have come out of this church, Preacher Dwight and Ms. Sheafy there. And I continue to remember everything with Samuel and Maddie, too, that the Lord have worked on out. Remember Preacher Curtis and his family and their church. And just remember each one that stands. Remember our missionaries. We need to do much in prayer for them. And I thank the Lord that even though really in America we're to the point where we almost need missionaries, you know, we can say almost, God has still got us to the point where we are able to send missionaries out. And that's one thing that that fell on the radio was talking about today. And it's true. If you read a lot of the writings of the founders, really the primary reason of the founding of this nation was have a place from which to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, they can argue that that's not what it was founded on all they want to, but you can't come to any other conclusion if you read what they actually wrote. You know, so, and then God has blessed that over the years, and I appreciate the Lord giving us that opportunity. And, you know, we have missionaries here that we support. And I was just reading in the book of Matthew today where Jesus told them, he said, look, if you receive a prophet in a prophet's name, you'll receive a prophet's reward. You know, if you receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man, you'll receive a righteous man's reward. He said, and if you give in the name of a disciple so much as a cup of water to the least, he said, you shall in no wise lose your reward. What's he saying? He's saying that we can enter into the labors of others. As we try to help them, as we pray for them, as we support them in the work that they do, we become fellow laborers with them, and so we will have a share in that reward. We can't all go overseas. Amen. Preacher Jimmy, one time he asked me, and it just about broke my heart, he said, Preacher Mike, you come to the Philippines and preach for me. I was like, oh, preacher, man, I wish I could, but because of my job, there's only two of us. If I did that, you know, my poor boss man would be sunk, because I mean, this, you know how it is. It is a small business. I mean, I would mess him up so bad if I did that. It's not even so much that, you know, it would make him mad. It would ruin everything for him. So, and, you know, that would be a very good steward of me after the way he's taking care of me every year. So I'm not able to do that, is what I'm saying. But God allows us to become fellow laborers with these men and join in what they do. And I think that as much as, at least I do, as much as we maybe dread standing before the judgment seat of Christ and thinking about all the missed opportunities that we have, I think in some ways we're going to be surprised at the stuff that God let us do and we didn't think it was nothing, but then God really saw it as something. You know, it's all Him. It's Him that enables us, right? But still, I think in some ways we might be pleasantly surprised, and that's a good hope there, so. We appreciate that. Who's got a request of prayer left with anything? Amen. Amen. Remember all these. Continue to remember Brother Robert. Now, what was his status? Did they keep him, or did he go home, or what?
They said he got to go home last night, or I guess what was it, middle of the night, honey?
Yeah, about 2:30 this morning.
Yeah, that's what they said, about 2:30. But they...
Oh, man, I lost today. I thought it was the night before that. Okay, so last night.
Yeah, it was last night. His wound opened up and killed him, and they couldn't stop the bleeding, so they had to just go. They had to work and get it stopped, and they rebounded and stood and everything, and they got that took care of for now. But yeah, just praying for him. I just prayed for him because he's been dealing with that for quite a while now. And
yeah.
Just pray for him.
Amen. Amen. Remember him. Remember our pastor this evening as he comes and preaches. And remember his family. And God will just give guidance and leadership. I want to say appreciate Brother Dalton stepping in for us on Sunday.
Amen.
You know, it's one of those things where I texted Tony, I didn't know or remember that he was in Pigeon Forge, and, you know, really, I wasn't worried about it because I knew somebody's going to step in, and I was really hoping that it would be one of the young folks, so I was really excited about that. So obviously not excited to handle Steve, but you know what I mean. I appreciate you guys for the young folks that'll jump in there and do for the Lord. And I know part of the reason is they came up the same way I did. When we have our youth Sundays and we have stuff and get the youth involved, and it ain't like you've never done something, and they showed you in front of everybody, you know, we were taught.
Amen.
And that's what we're supposed to do. Amen. So, you know, and that pays off, and we see the results of that. So, really appreciate what this church does with the youth. And, speaking of which, we got Youth Sunday at the end of March, along with everything else. Yeah. So, I do remember that. I remember our sunrise service. And I was going to ask you later, but I'm thinking about it. You did tell me to get a preacher for Youth Sunday. Okay, so pray, y'all just pray that the Lord would lay the right name on my heart, that we get the right one to come, and that would have us a good sunrise service, and remember what it is that the Lord did for us. Always look forward to sunrise, you know, sunrise service, and remembering that first resurrection day and the promise that means for us. Let's see. I'm trying to remember who else has been mentioned.
Jeff, that I've been requesting prayer for. Remember him. He started therapy this week.
I was about to ask whether or not I found out if it was good or bad in this situation.
Yeah, I'm really not sure what caused those two episodes that she's had, but the doctor thinks that it could be migraine, so I'm not sure.
That's right. Christina mentioned that to me, that she'd said that Sunday, and I forgot. Mm-hmm.
But they told her that she did as good as some 12-year-olds they have. She's 6, and she did circle with the MRI.
Amen. That's good. Now, are Katie and baby Lucy okay?
Yeah, they're doing good.
Okay, good.
They're still down there at Fossil. They're probably going to have to keep her down there in the NICU for at least a couple more days, maybe come on Friday. Mm-hmm. She's eating some on her own, but you know, she has a cleft palate, and that affects, you know, they're eating. And so they're she's eating some on her own, but she's not completing her feeding on her own, so they're having the last bit of feeding, they're having to give her feeding tube and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're going to keep her, but you know, otherwise everything's going, I guess they plan for that sort of,
right?
And so things are really, it's going as good as we could expect at this point.
Amen.
And so the Lord's really going to answer prayers, and we just thank him for that. But just continue to pray for him. Yes.
Amen. Appreciate the Lord moving on that.
We were very good. We had a procedure Friday. We were going to scope and stuff down in the water. Some issues, and try to see what's going on with that.
Oh, okay. They think it's related to the stuff that he had before.
Well, when he was younger, he had a bowel reflux, so I guess we can check and see what it is.
Okay, I remember this. And I'm sorry, when did you say it was?
Friday.
It's Friday. Okay. Remember this.
I
think
your mom and dad,
they
would have been here not through war.
So full week.
Yeah.
So now is that Bill's wife?
No, this is Doris. He's passed away.
Oh. Dad's
birthday. Okay. Marie doesn't have anybody. And she has a son who's just like Bill.
Yeah.
Anyway. Remember, they always have to give him some surgery again next week.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
I guess he's getting all his doctor visits in at once for all those years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so remember this. Continue to remember Jane, if you would. She's still having trouble. Really, she needs to find a different doctor. A doctor to take care of her. But one of the things, she had to get back to him because it was...
Insurance.
Yeah, I had insurance. It was something about when she was in the hospital and he was the one that started the thing, and then he had to be the one to do the follow-up. I don't know. It was something like that. In other words, but the deal was she had to go to him, or she's going to be paying for it out of pocket. So, but she's going to have to find her doctor because he's not really you know, doing anything. You know, her sugar was going nuts, and he just upped her metformin and told her she had, that she was anemic, didn't tell her what to do about that, you know, so I don't know. So just pray that God would. She's got a couple that she's wanting to check that are there near where she is in Valleys, because, you know, right now she's not in a car yet. Lord willing, she's hoping to be able to save up and get a car here, you know, soon-ish, but until then, she's got to try to find stuff close, you know, so just pray that God would send her to the right doctor to get her some help. Yeah, most of all, continue to remember her spiritually. Now remember the election coming up Tuesday. That'll be our primary election. I didn't have it done Sunday anyway. I hope to. I still have the finishing touches to do. I've got the information now. I've got it with me tonight. So anybody that wants that, you know, grab it. I got stuff. I mean, mainly I'm mostly pretty much for kind of stuff. But I don't know. I did run off some stuff for where your sister is and your dad, in case you wanted to take that to them. And I got our stuff.
We're privileged.
That's pretty
nice. Yeah. Well, if y'all two were here, who's running for office?
So we can't tell you, I'm sitting in the club. But who else has got a request this evening?
I want to thank the Lord for being good to us and for answering prayer. I want to thank him for helping Katie and the baby.
Yes, amen.
You know, just all that he's done there. And I want to thank him for working and helping others. You know, I'm just this week out there, last week and a half, I guess, really. I've got the Lord's put different people in my path and got to minister to people. And the Lord's been able to use me. I just thank God for that.
Amen. You know,
it's a blessing to see people get help. And thank God for doing that, because he's the one that does it.
Yes, amen.
Truthfully, he's the one that does it. He can use us, and that's all we can be do is use. Yeah. And it's a blessing for us when we're able to be used by God. And I thank God for that. I want to thank him for looking after me yesterday. I was in the wreck, and I was hit pretty hard in my driver door. I was T-boned out of my mail route, and it could have been a lot worse. And, you know, I was able to jump right out of the vehicle, you know, no issues. I am real sore in my left shoulder and having a hard time moving it, so I want you to pray that that'll heal up quick. But other than that, the one that hit me, he was okay. And so, you know, my nerves was, I mean, I was at peace with it. As soon as I got out, I could walk, and I seen that old boy was getting out, and he's walking, and I was immediately just accepting of the fact that my car was totaled, and I was like, thank you, Lord. You know, because I just realized immediately, you know, how much worse it could have been.
Yeah.
And I thank God for giving me peace about it, you know. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and more so than most people, or really just about anybody I know, I've walked away from more situations where I should have got hurt or even killed than just anybody I know. And I thank God for that. He's been with me, and he's really looked after me over the years.
Yeah.
And I've survived a lot of wrecks and dangerous situations, and I thank God for that, and I thank God for having a purpose for me. And truly, you know, our lives are in his hands.
Yeah, amen.
And sometimes, you know, you forget that. It's almost as if we know it, but it's not at the forefront of our thinking.
Right.
And I thank God for allowing us just to realize that not only is he in control, but he's good.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
I'd like for you to remember, Amanda, she's going out to have operations. It's going to be about an hour and a half procedure, so just remember her in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Remember that. Do you know when it is?
She's got a tumor or cyst on the back of her neck. It's got really going in taking that out.
Oh, yeah, I was asking, do you know when?
When? It's going to be probably in April.
April, all right. Remember this.
We have several plus monthly requesting prayer about this job.
Okay. Amen. Remember him.
Hey, I go to Bible Gospel, and one of the deacons over there, well, first time COVID come out, he lost his brother, which was another deacon, and he had a stroke. And then when he got back where he could walk again, then COVID come to the family again, and he. It wasn't nothing. They done real good for it. But now he's got pneumonia and he's in the hospital. Grace. And named Leonard Avery.
Leonard Avery. Did you say that's one of your deacons?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Remember this, Leonard Avery. All right, that's all there is. That's all kind of prayer.
Causing somebody to sneeze somewhere. But this day by day, it changes, it seems like, but.
Yeah.
That's another good Lord designed it, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Probably more than anything, you know, I'd say that our allergies and sinuses and all that stuff probably wouldn't be here as bad if we hadn't tampered as much with our bodies already, with all the medicines and the foods that we eat and everything else. If anything's to blame, it's man's doing.
Yeah.
God made something, he made it right.
Yeah.
Amen. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But it's good to be in the Lord's house. And I was telling Miss Terry, I feel bad for her. I thought about her the last couple of days because I ain't had as much mobility in my left arm to shoulder hurt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was thinking about her. And you don't realize I'm right-handed. But, you know, you don't realize how much you do use left hand, you know, until you start trying to use it. And I'm not complaining. Like I said, I'm very thankful. But, you know, this reminds me of how, I guess, more than anything, aggravate me. It's just aggravating. It's annoying. But I've had lots of injuries over my life, and you can ask my mama, she can tell you about that. Most of my life I spent in some kind of sling or cast or something, you know, or wheelchair crutches or something all around. And in any case, I'm used to it, so I just go on. But in any case, I thank the Lord for watching after, so being good to us. Has anybody got a song they want to sing tonight before we get started? Amen. Case may be, we're sinners. Amen.
Yes, amen.
He that said he hath no sin is a liar. That's what the Bible says. But I'm glad that he has no sin, amen? And his blood was worth everything and anything that God would ever require to pay for my sin. Amen?
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, we're going to be in the book of Exodus tonight, chapter number 17. On Wednesdays here, we've been talking about the times that we see Jesus in the Old Testament. And, you know, there's been people before it's referred to this study as the scarlet thread of redemption. And, you know, like I said, we're not going to each and every time. But, you know, there's certain ones that the Lord's put on our heart here to look at, to study, and to preach. And that's the things that we're looking at. We talked about last week that he was that bread, the bread of life.
Amen.
And how that he was that bread that they eat there in the wilderness. And he is the bread of life for you and I. And tonight here, we want to look in Exodus chapter 17, that Jesus is that living water. And we'll begin reading here in verse number 1 of Exodus chapter 17. The Bible says, "And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Hor, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Pray, God, you'd add your blessing to the reading of it. Help us, Lord, to glean from your word tonight. May you be glorified and exalted in every way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for staying. This water bottle. Oh, it's got a dimple in the bottom. I was like, why is this thing feeling like it's going to fall over? If I spill that water, y'all know why. It's going to rock over that way. Anyways, me and my OCD, I'm sorry. But in any case, whenever we look here at this scripture, we preached on this last year. We was talking about the times that Israel complained after that they were led out of Egypt, and how they complained against Moses, and they complained against God. Now, the Bible tells us here that they chided against Moses, and we see here that whenever we look at this in verse number 2, it says the people did chide with Moses. And then again, the Bible says in verse number 3 that the people murmured against Moses. But then, if we look down in verse number 7, it says, And because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? I did not read there where that anyone had said that there in those first few verses. However, the Word of God tells us that that is, in fact, what they had said. Now, whether they had said it verbally, I don't believe that that would have been the case. I believe more than likely it's just happened just as the Word of God tells that it happened. And they were chiding with Moses. And they were murmuring against Moses. But in their hearts, they had the problem with God.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, that's what we'll see, that if the church is doing real good, and if the church is, full, and the church is growing spiritually, and everything's going good, everybody says, praise the Lord. Let me tell you what the Lord's doing. But if the church is suffering, people want to say, well, if the preacher do
this. If a preacher do that. You get what I'm saying? You follow me, amen? Well, see, that's the kind of the same thing as saying nothing but exclusive to Baptist, is what I'm saying. That was a problem with the children of Israel even back in that day. Whenever they faced things like that, they said that they chided there with Moses and that they murmured against Moses. And the Word of God says that they had it in their heart to say, is the Lord among us or not? Their faithlessness is what God was concerned with. He was concerned with their lack of faith, their lack of trust in Him. We can lack trust in God for all kinds of things. We can doubt our salvation. Even more than that, we can also doubt the creation. We can doubt all kinds of things. We can begin to make logical arguments as to how things work and things in the Bible work. You ever tried to make logic out of the Trinity? You can't make logic out of that. I'm sorry, but God is a supernatural being.
Yes.
And He does work in supernatural ways.
Amen.
Now, there is plenty of logic that does support the Word of God, amen?
Yes.
And we can look at things logically a lot of times, and they make perfect sense. Logically, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that the theories of evolution make no sense.
Yes.
There is a process of evolution, but it's called microevolution, meaning that a species over time can evolve within the same species. Humans get taller over time. Their mouths get smaller if they're eating smaller diets, and their teeth can grow different and all those kind of things. But monkeys don't turn into people, and fish don't turn into rabbits, and rabbits don't turn into monkeys, and none of that stuff happens. Also, if you go back far enough, then there had to be a beginning, right? But this is what they said. There was a big bang. Well, that's implying that something comes from nothing. And if they're implying that something comes from nothing, to support that theory, then they have to get behind the fact that that is going against every bit of science that there's ever been.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no way that something can come from nothing. When they get to that point, that's when I want to tell them, that's where I agree with you. There was nothing. And there was nothing, but that the Lord spoke it into existence.
Yeah.
And we see intelligent design. And so it's logical. If there was somehow a way, see, the problem with people is not that the reason that they make these theories, they want to support these theories, and they try to manufacture evidence to support their theories, is because, not because they have a problem here.
Right.
Understanding is because they have a problem here.
Amen.
They don't want there to be a God.
Right.
They don't want there to be a sovereign Lord.
Yeah.
Somebody said one time that it's just, that they feel that it bothered, it has bothered them before. Somebody said that, you know, God is almost like a, you know, that we're like ants to Him. I said, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. As a matter of fact, He's got a lot more control than that.
Yeah.
He very well could be the kid with the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
But He's a good God.
Amen.
Amen. He's a good God. Amen.
Yeah.
But people do not like the fact that He's sovereign. They don't like the fact that God's in control. That we're not in control. That the government's not in control. That's why the governments don't like God.
Amen.
The Bible says the principalities, the powers, the rulers of this world don't like God. That's why the kings of the earth take counsel against Him and against His people, saying, let us break their bands asunder, cast their cords from us. The Bible says that they don't like the authority that He has.
Amen.
He is a God of authority.
Yes.
Amen. He's sovereign. He's in control. People don't like that, and so they begin to create and manufacture ideas that would dismiss creation. Because if they can dismiss creation, then they can dismiss the moral authority of God.
Yeah.
Because the bare fact is this, is that people are sinners.
Yeah.
They have a sin nature. We all have that sin nature. But to repent and to acknowledge that Jesus is King, that He has died for our sins and took our place, and He's took the wrath of God that should be inflicted upon all who sin unto Himself, that we could be forgiven, that we could be justified, then we become the children of God. You don't become a child of God by doing better, do you? No. You become a child of God by admitting that you're a failure.
Yeah.
Acknowledging that He is superior.
Amen.
And that He is the only way.
Amen.
You know what? By that same way, that's the only way we can live by God, live for God.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can get peace. That's the only way we can get comfort. A lot of times we try to put God in a corner somewhere. He's only there to be taken out on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings. He's only there to be taken out when we need Him. If we get into a situation where we really need to pray, boy, you'll get God out of that box real quick.
Yeah.
But you put Him back in there. It's just something you want to use every now and then. That's what we tend to want to do. Why? Because we love this world.
Yeah.
The people of Israel, they loved Egypt. They talked about that. They talked about how there were figs and there were grapes and vines in Egypt and there were the flesh pots. And they sat by the flesh pots and they had all the things that they wanted in Egypt. They were slaves in Egypt. They were under servitude. And whenever the first time that God said, let my people go, then their workload was doubled. In the same way, for you and I, the Bible says he that committed sin is the slave to sin, the servant of sin. You and I were slaves in the world. You and I, our flesh is slaves of the world. And that's all we were, is the slaves. That's what Satan would like to keep it like. But praise be to God, He came to set the captives free, amen. And we can't live a life that is free until we get in His will and let Him be the sovereign ruler of our lives. I will not have peace, will not have comfort. They ain't a vacation that can give you rest. A new pillow can't give you the kind of sleep. I want to tell you, having a new job can't give you the comfort. More money can't buy you happiness. Another thing, another a time, whatever it is, it ain't going to fill the hole that is the size of Jesus. Hey, I want to tell you, even as a saved man, even as a saved woman, as a Christian, we've got a responsibility not only to know Him, but to live a life that glorifies Him.
Yeah.
We see here the children of Israel, they was upset. And they said, with thirst. They were thirsty for something. Are you thirsty for something? Do you watch the news and see the wickedness that goes on? Are you thirsty for something? Do you see how they celebrate sodomy and they teach it to these youngins in the schools? They're corrupting their poor little minds.
Yeah.
Not only was it good enough for them, down there at Target, at the shopping center, I don't tell you, I ain't shopped at Target in years, and I'd encourage you not to. Matter of fact, I'd say it'd be a shame to a Christian to walk in that place. Years ago when they said that they was going to let men go into the women's bathrooms, I said, I ain't going back.
Right.
And then I don't care if I'm going to save a dollar if they got a certain product that ain't nobody else got. Hey, it ain't worth it to me.
Right.
I understand that there's plenty of companies that ain't godly. Absolutely. But when they're putting it right in your face like that, hey, that's a time when you ought to take a stand, amen.
Yeah.
And I seen that the other day. Now they got statues of demons, Baphomet. They've got them used as, what do you call them things, that they put the clothes on? What is it? Mannequins. They got mannequins that looks like demons in there with kids' clothes on them. They sell them kids' clothes. It's got, what do they call it, the pentagrams or whatever, and all kinds of demonic symbology, because nowadays witchcraft is cool.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that they got in there.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to tell you, does that not make you sick? Does it not make you thirst for something? Do you not long for a day where you don't have to see it? You think back to them old days, a lot of us grew up in a time we didn't have to see stuff like that.
Right.
It makes me thirst for that, amen. Yeah. Whenever I hear about all the wickedness that goes on, you know, y'all know I ain't no fan of Joel Osteen, but y'all heard somebody went in there and tried to, it's a woman with a child, and a little child got shot. She went in there and tried to shoot the place up. And thank God that they had a security there on the premises and was able to stop her. But nevertheless, we see that wickedness going on. Now, she didn't know that that's an apostate church. She don't know the difference that woman did. She's going in there trying to kill God's people. I assure you she was.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted to do. That's what she's aiming to do.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, that stuff makes me sick. It disgusts me. It makes me thirst for something. I was going up the road a couple years ago, and my mom called me, and she said, there's somebody sitting out here at the end of my sister's driveway, and I've told you this story. It's some kind of transgender, whatever you want to call it. It was a boy. He's about 6'2". He had long blonde hair, some kind of wig on. He had a tutu on. He had fishnet stockings. I ain't kidding you. This was over here on Middle Springs Mountain Road, and the redneckest part of Burke County you could go to. And here he is, and he's got a blanket laid out right there in front of him. The first thing I thought is I thought unto God, I never growed up and had a seat up in my head going up and down my road. It made me sick. Hey, it made me thirst for a time and a place where that stuff don't exist. Hey, I want to tell you, I thirst for it. Yeah. You ever been thirsty? I stay thirsty. It's something in my genetics. I thought a lot about Mama and Jim and Charles. They always was drinking, wasn't they? And I've got that same problem. I always have to have water with me all the time. I can't even talk. My great-grandma was like that. That's what I was referring to. And I don't know why, but some people on that side of the family, they was like that. I don't know if it's just their genetics or what. I know what it's like to be thirsty. I feel thirsty all the time. But have you ever been thirsty? Have you ever been real thirsty? You ever been out exercising? Or you've been walking up the hill? And you've been summers and you just didn't take enough water.
Yeah.
You went on a walk or something, and you just didn't have water. You've been thirsty. And you're dying to just get something to drink. It don't matter to you if it's hot. It don't matter to you if you just find a muddy creek that you just want something to drink. You ever been that thirsty? That's what it's talking about. It's talking about a longing. It's talking about a need. It's talking about realizing that you've got something that you want more than anything right then and there. But when you're thirsty like that, I want to tell you, you ain't thinking about all them hobbies no more. You ain't thinking about all them binge-watching them TV shows no more. You ain't thinking about getting on there and seeing what people's up to on Facebook no more. Whenever you've got that thirst, that's all you can think about. Yeah. Is how can I get water? Where can I get some water? I need some water. I'm thirsty. Hey, I want to tell you, do we not thirst to see a change in this country, to see a change in the generations that we're in? I thirst for it. The children of Israel were thirsty here. And look at what God says. He says, verse 5, the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people and take with thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thy hand and go. Behold, he says, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Or, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And so Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He said, I'm going to stand before you. He said, you don't have to take this abuse, Moses.
Yeah.
He said, I'll stand before you, you smite. He was being smitten himself. He was saying, when you smite, he says, and it happened there before the elders of Israel.
Yeah.
You know, there was another time that happened. Yeah. At the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
The elders of Israel were there and witnessed. And Jesus said, I thirst.
Yeah.
I don't think he wanted water.
No, sir.
I think he's talking about a different kind of thirst. I think he thirsted for righteousness. He said, blessed are they which thirst for righteousness.
Amen.
For they shall be filled. Amen.
Yeah.
Remember when they stuck that spear in his side and he was struck? What come out of him?
Blood and water.
Blood and water. It wasn't just blood, it was water.
Yeah.
And I know that they've made scientific, biological explanations for that, but I can't help believe that it's also symbolic.
Yeah.
Just because that rock brought forth water. Jesus said, I thirst. He told that woman at the well. She'd been through a different time. She'd had several husbands, and you know, she'd had a bad reputation, and she went to the well in the heat of the day so that she didn't have to be around nobody. She didn't want anybody to see her. She didn't want anybody to talk to her. And she was ashamed of the life that she'd led. And she met Jesus there, and she said, what hast thou to do with me, a Samaritan woman? And he told her there, he said, I can give you water that you'll never thirst again. He said, I can give you living water, amen.
Amen.
And she said, "Where? Give me this water that I may drink, amen. And he told her that water was him, amen, that he is the living water, that he is the water that he can give, that we never have to thirst again, amen. And we thirst all the time. And we think that we can change things by an election. How can an election ain't going to change? But go vote. Don't get me wrong. Get a thing from Preacher Matthew. By all means, go vote. That is a stewardship that you have in this nation to go and vote for somebody. Amen? And put a vote in. Somebody's going to get elected. And I promise you there'll be one of them that's better than others.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might, they're both politicians, and they're probably both crooks.
Yeah.
But one's gonna be better than the other.
Yeah.
So find out their values, go to make a vote, it's a stewardship. But nevertheless, we are a thirst for God.
Yes.
He's still sovereign, amen.
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 A lot of times we see all this stuff going on. We just turn the news off because we get tired of hearing it. Turn the TV off, and if we do, we're going to turn it on something else because we just want to distract ourselves.
Yeah.
We just want to miss another service of church because we just want to take some time to rest. This is the best rest you'll get.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It is. The flesh don't like it.
No.
It don't. But I want to tell you, honey, there ain't no rest like being in the will of God.
Yeah, amen.
Jesus, that one that provided the water there for them, amen. He's the same one that's providing the water today. Hey, he said up there on that cross, I thirst. And there wasn't nothing could quench the thirst that he had that day. But because of what he done, praise God, you and I don't ever have to thirst again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not only that, but the Bible tells us they called the name of that place Massa and Meribah. It means a place of strife, a place of quarreling. Because they quarreled there with the Lord, because they had said, is the Lord among us or not? You see, a lot of times the reason that we have so much thirst that we're not being filled and our thirst is not being quenched is because we don't trust God. Mm-hmm. And we refuse to trust God because we're still trying to handle things ourselves. We're still trying to fix our problems ourselves. We still think that a little more rest, if we just had another day off work, if we just had a little bit more time for ourselves, my Lord, the time you got for yourself. My gosh, back in the day, folks, people used to have to grow a garden if they wanted to eat. People used to have to can stuff, and they used to have to get out and raise animals and take care of stuff. They didn't have time for Facebook.
Right.
Didn't have time for TV. You can go to McDonald's, and you can get a meal prepared for you and pay for it and have it out there eating it in less than 3 minutes. Time you get to that drive-thru. Used to be, there wasn't no such thing. If you wanted to eat something, you better be prepared to. So there used to be a thing. That's the reason that every woman there was a stay-at-home mom. Because otherwise they wouldn't have time to cook nothing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because it took time. It takes time to prepare something, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to get everything else done and cook a meal, that takes all day.
Yeah.
Amen. But now, we're in a time and a place where we've got more time for ourselves than there's ever been in history. In history, 6,000 years since creation, man has more time for himself than he ever has. And you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You feel too busy. You feel like you don't have enough time in the day. It's because you're putting it out there in the wrong places. You say, well, I'm trying to know you are. We are. That's why this country is suffering the way that it is, because we are so self-centered. That's why Satan has started this new mantra of you need to love yourself. I don't have a problem loving myself.
Yeah.
It's loving others and loving God that I seem to struggle with. That's where I really stumble. That's where I really mess up. They quarreled with God. They didn't just trust God and want to serve Him. And so they thirsted. Again, we read in the book of Numbers, in chapter 20, the Bible tells us that here also the children of Israel, says there was no water in the congregation, verse 2, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. The people chose Moses, saying, would God that we had died and our brethren died before the Lord. Why have ye brought up the congregation out of the Lord into this wilderness, that we are our cattle to die there? Wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them, and they spake. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so shalt thou give the congregation and their beast to drink. Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Now, before, he said the rock must be smitten to give forth its water. Yeah. He said, but now you thirst. He said, I just want you to speak to the rock.
Yeah.
That's what he commanded him. If you look there in verse number 8, he said, take the rod and gather the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. You see, Christ had to be smitten, had to be put to death on Calvary's cross in order to pay for our sins and for us to be saved.
Yes.
But once we've been saved, he cannot be put to death again.
Right.
He cannot be smitten again. That salvation is a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And that's not meaning that you get it, and if you mess it up, you can't get it back again. It means that once you're saved, you're his.
Yeah. Amen.
That you belong to him.
Amen.
That if you want water from the living fountain, if you want living water, if you want water that you don't have to thirst no more, it says speak to the rock, amen.
Yeah.
Of the good foundation, of the one that we can build our house upon, that whenever the storms of life roll in and the flood waters rise, our house will not fall, it'll stand because it's founded upon a rock. That rock, he says, just speak to the rock, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Speak to the good foundation. Speak to Jesus.
Amen.
And ask him. He says, what father would ask of his father, or what son would ask of his father in a serpent? Made a better father there's ever been than that of Christ.
Amen.
I don't care how good of a daddy he had.
Yeah.
He doesn't compare to that of our Father.
Amen.
The Lord and Savior.
That's right.
And if we ask any good thing from him, he'll give it.
Amen.
If you thirst, then you are a thirst.
Yeah.
You're thirsting for something. If you ask God, he'll give it to you. All we have to do is surrender and submit. You'll find peace. You'll find rest. You'll find that relaxation. You'll find that time. You'll find that comfort that you're longing for. Whereas you feel so discomforted. You feel so dry. You feel so out of place. You feel as if things are just going entirely the wrong way. And you feel as life is just so turbulent and throwing you around. And you need peace. You need comfort. He said, speak to the rock. Moses went there and said he smote it twice. He said that it brought forth water.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Even when we fail to trust God, even though our faith wanes, he remains faithful, doesn't he?
Yeah. Amen.
But the blessing isn't the same.
Right.
Because then he told Moses, he said to him, because of this, he says, you're not going to leave these children in the land that I promised them, that I've given them. God is sovereign. But we can get out of his will because he gives us the free will to do so.
Yeah.
And although he remains faithful, just as he still give them water, he'll still feed us, he'll still grow us, but it won't be the same.
Right.
We won't live up to the full potential that God has for us. Mm. As long as we remain faithful, as long as we remain in a place to where that we're continually going back to the cross. It's good to stay at the cross, but I'm saying that your sin's been paid for. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah.
You can repent and ask God to forgive you, but he can't die for you again.
Right.
You know, it is a sin to worry. It's a sin to be faithless. Mm-hmm. God doesn't overlook them. He's patient. He's long-suffering.
Yeah.
He endures us. And even though we struggle with faith, he remains faithful.
Yeah.
He's a good God.
Yeah.
Even after all that he's done for you and I, we struggle to trust him. And yet he still remains faithful.
Amen.
He's willing always to forgive everything that we say, do, and think against him. Against one another. He's always willing to help us and grow us. He's got what we desire. He's got what we thirst for. He's the only one that can give it. We search for it everywhere else, but we can't get it nowhere else other than him. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Are you thirsty in this day and time that we live in? I want to ask you tonight, are you longing to see a change? Are you longing to see a different time, a different place? Are you longing to see the glory of God at work in not only in your life, but in your family, in your community, and in your country? Are you longing? He's got what you want. You ain't going to find it nowhere else. A lot of times we search here and we search there. And we try to distract ourselves and we try to occupy our time when we feel as if we don't have any time. Let go of that burden. Give it to the Lord. Be filled. He's the only one that can give it. He is the living water. He said, whosoever drinketh this water from that well shall thirst again. And no matter how many bottles of this water I drink, in the short time I'm thirsty again. I can drink tap water. I can drink a Gatorade or something with electrolytes. You know, they say that's good to hydrate with. Doesn't matter. In a short amount of time, I'm thirsty again. He said, whosoever shall drink of this water shall thirst again. He said he can give a water that you don't have to thirst. He can give you something that will quench your desire, that you don't have to no longer desire the way that you have been if you'll surrender to him. And I'm not just preaching to somebody that's lost. Especially I feel like this message is for those of us that's saved, because we still thirst for him. The same one that saved your soul is the same one that will fill you, that will satisfy you. Are you searching for satisfaction? Give it to the Lord. He can satisfy. Tonight, the Lord spoke to your heart, and you want to join me in prayer with this altar, why don't you come? Father, we thank you for the blessed assurance that your word gives us, Lord, not by means of logic or men's understanding, but supernaturally. Lord, I thank you for instilling faith in me. Lord, that even when I do doubt, I know you remain faithful. Lord, I thank you for loving me, calling me out of darkness, giving me purpose, true purpose in my life. Forgive me, Lord, for being so vain and, Lord, being so futile in my attempts. and all the things that I tried. Lord, I pray, God, that you would give me peace, allow me to lay these burdens off, Lord, and understand and trust that you will carry them. Lord, that you'll feel according to your good will. Thank you for having a good will towards us, mankind, that don't deserve it. Lord, there's not been a single moment in my life that I've deserved your love, your grace, your mercy. But God, you've given it more abundantly than I could ever imagine. I thank you for loving us, being good to us. Thank you for having mercy on us as sinners every day and strengthening us. Lord, I thank you that I'm not who I used to be. I thank you for growing me every day. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your kingdom and be used by you, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, God, that as I'm thirsty and Lord, am searching for satisfaction, let me not find it, Lord, in anywhere but your service. Lord, I know that I won't truly, but I pray sincerely, Father, tonight, God, that my desire would be to be in your service solely, not just from time to time, not just here and there, but Lord, all the time to be at the forefront of my mind, Lord, that I would desire you, that I would desire to be in your will, Lord, that I might be filled, that I might be satisfied. Thank you for loving us, being good to us. Thank you for giving all that we need and so much more. Lord, it's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Amen. He's a good God.
Amen.
I was telling somebody a couple weeks ago, said a buddy of mine, he don't go to church, but pray for him. Lord knows who he is. But he said, what have you been preaching on? I said, we're late on Wednesdays. I've been preaching on the times that we see Jesus in the Old Testament. He said, every time I ask you, it's something about Jesus. Well, I said, it's all about him. I said, it's all about him. And he like I said, he don't go to church. I'm pretty sure he's lost. I don't think he understands. He's been to church for some of his life. I think his mom and dad took him growing up and stuff. So I think he went to an Episcopalian church or something like that. I don't know what they preach about there. But I told him, I said, you know, Jesus is on every page.
Yes.
The whole book's about him.
Yeah.
And he's a good God. And he's worthy of our praise and our adoration, isn't he? I could preach a ton about all kinds of things. And we include some of that, don't we? You know, things that convict our hearts and let us know that we have room for improvement, that we've got things we need to repent of, and things we need to grow in. But at the end of it, I feel as if I've failed, if I haven't done my very best to make little of myself and much of him.
Amen.
I would fail you if you left here one service and was not thankful in your heart that you have such a loving, kind, wonderful God that loves you,
yeah,
even though you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Amen. Is our hearts and minds clear tonight? Amen. Brother Jesse, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer?
Lord, we're going to come to you this evening. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for the mercy and the grace, Lord. Thank you for the message tonight, the one that brought it. Lord, we pray that you just go with us for the remainder of the week. Help us to live for you, Lord, to have a testimony for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.